The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today on Sunny 95. Happy New Year! It's 2012. Hope everybody had a great New Year's Eve. And hopefully, I hope some of you are awake to listen to this morning. If you're not, you can get it by podcast at dentallyspeaking.com or sunny95.com. So tell your friends. Today, what we are going to do is listen to a series of interviews that I did. I traveled to Denver. And what it is this is about my New Year's resolution. Now, I usually don't make New Year's resolutions. I know a lot of people do, but I don't. But I decided this time I was going to. And what it is I have become aware of a dental charity called Team Smile. And you can look them up online at teamsmile.org. And what they do is they bring 12 dental chairs, 4 dental hygiene chairs, triage, x-ray machines, dispensary, sterilization. They bring an entire portable dental office to a city and provide free dental care to approximately 300 children in a day. Now, they do it in conjunction with NFL, NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, and even college teams, because they feel that if you can get the sports teams involved, then it will be important to the children, makes their teeth important, because if their sports hero thinks it's important that they get this filling or get their teeth cleaned, then the child will too. So I went to an event in Denver at the Pepsi Center. It was kind of co-hosted by the Avalanche and the Nuggets. And my resolution is to bring Team Smile to Columbus. And I'm hoping to do that in conjunction with the Columbus Blue Jackets, hopefully at Nationwide Arena. So I have reached out to them. I have sent an email to Jen Bowden and copied Karen Davis. And I know a couple people in the organization haven't heard back yet. So if you are listening and you have a contact with the Blue Jackets, or you are with the Blue Jackets and you want to talk to me about how we can bring this worthy event to Columbus, it'll help me fulfill my New Year's resolution, and it'll help several hundred children receive free dental care. All right, so why don't we go ahead and listen to the first part of this interview. Basically, I have, from beginning to end, I have covered an event. So here we go. All right, well, I am traveling, and usually when I travel, I do my Teeth Across America series. And although I'm traveling across America, this one's going to be slightly different, because I'm in Denver, and I'm at the Pepsi Center. And the reason I'm here is there is an organization called Team Smile, the website being teamsmile.org. And I'm here with Kelly Renaud. And Kelly, I want you to tell me a little bit about what Team Smile is and what do you guys do.
All right, Team Smile is a nonprofit dental organization. What we had decided is Dr. William Bush and Jason Crosby made a decision a long time ago that right here in the United States of America, we have children that have a need for dental care. But with Dr. Bush having the knowledge of being in a practice for 20 years, he knows it's very hard to get children to want to come to see the dentist. It's just, I mean, it's hard to get adults to see the dentist, let alone these adults to bring their children. So what he tried to do is come up with a concept that would make the children want to come see the dentist and make it not just a event where kids get their teeth fixed, but actually create a program where the children will actually want to come and be a part of it. So Dr. Bush partners with NFL and baseball teams across the United States of America and does a one-day program where children come to stadiums, much like the Pepsi Center, and they will come in here and they will receive dental care for free while they get the experience of being at a sports venue and get to meet the players and the mascots. And due to the generosity of many of our teams, they'll end up with 2 free tickets to go to a game after the experience is over.
Well, that's pretty cool. So that's where the fun part comes in, huh?
That's where the fun part. That's the little hook that gets them in the door. So we get them into the chair with the promise of players and tickets.
Okay, and you guys bring all the dental equipment in, right?
Yes, what we do is our home base is in Kansas City, and we load up about $250,000 worth of dental equipment. We have 10 chairs, 4 hygienist chairs, x-rays, treatment, as well as our sterilizations that we load in a 26-foot truck, and we bring it to whatever the destination may be.
Well, that's pretty neat. So the children, where do the children come from? Do they sign up in advance? Do they market it through the local media? Or how do the kids know that you're holding this event?
Each organization is different. When we talk and we pick the local team of that area, each team has a different way that they like to approach it. Some teams, for example, when we do the Kansas City Royals in my hometown of Kansas City, they actually partner with the Boys and Girls Club. It's one of the organizations they support, so we have them get us about 250 to 300 children. With the Denver Nuggets, they actually have 4 or 5 organizations that they utilize to bring in children. So they actually will go out and they will utilize their local organizations to bring in the children. Other times, we actually do just what you said. We'll market the local communities, tell them about the event, and we'll get the parents to register prior to it and bring their children to the event.
Okay, so they have to be pre-registered. They can't just walk in, right?
No, we never turn anybody away. So unfortunately in my world, there is always, if that parent has heard about us through the news or through one of her sisters says, my boy Johnny's going to come to the event, and so she'll call up and say, but I have 2 kids that need help too. You know what, we live in an organization and our organization is such that we don't turn children away. If children are going to show up at our event, I don't care if they're pre-signed up, I don't care, whatever, if a parent brings a kid, we take care of that child.
Cool. Now, how do you define child? Like how young, how old?
What we found through research is a child under the age of 4, if they are in a new facility, like if they go into a sports facility and it's not a dental office, it's really hard to administer anesthetic and it's really hard to work on their teeth. So we really like to have the children age about 4 to 5. That way they're a little more easier to work with, that they're more attuned to the environment. Our cutoff date is usually around 15, 16, just in the fact that once we get older than that, we also deal with the children that don't want to be as cooperative. Many of these children are brought to us without their parents. They're brought to us through organizations. They're brought through us through, some of them are homeless, foster children. So being that, we have to be able to have the kid want to be seen and want to have their teeth fixed.
Okay, so age 4 or 5, and somebody has to make that determination on up to about age 15. And then what kind of services do the kids receive once they're here, and who decides what kind of dental care they'll receive that day?
Well, what happens is we get about 15 to 16 volunteer dentists to help us with our one-day program. And when they walk in the door, they'll go through a thing called a screening, which we call triage, and the child will sit down. And usually, if we see about 250 to 300 kids, we can give about 30 minutes of treatment. So they will make the decision on what is the need. A lot of it is simply asking a child, what does your mouth hurt? And a lot of these kids are like, yeah, the back part of my mouth has hurt for 6 to 7 months. That's a slam jam for us. Sometimes we're very fortunate. We have kids that have no need, but really just need a cleaning. So if the children do not need treatment, then they will go right into our preventative care area. Unlike a lot of other outreach programs, our preventative care area, what we've learned is a filling is not a permanent situation. If you don't teach these kids how to take care of their teeth, if you don't show them how to brush their teeth, if you don't give them the instruments to be successful, 2 to 3 years, that same filling will be fixing it all over again. So all of our children, including the ones that go through treatment, as well as the ones that have no need for treatment, go through our preventative care. In there, they're taught by our hygienists, as well as some student hygienists that volunteer, to how to take care of their teeth. They're actually given a toothbrush and toothpaste by Colgate, who given them an instrument to be successful in life. So in the preventative care, they are taught how to brush their teeth. They're taught the importance of brushing their teeth. They're shown videos. We actually have a video that we show them about proper food, what are good snacks, what are bad snacks, basically trying to educate them a little bit on, our biggest thing is to break the cycle right now, making these kids understand that taking care of these teeth is the best thing they can do for themselves in years to come.
Yeah, and that reminds me, and I talk a lot on my show about how important the connection between dental health and a person's medical health really is, something that wasn't well understood till about 10 years ago. And so I know the gist of the beginnings of this foundation were based on a story about a little boy, 12-year-old, named DeMonte Driver, correct? You want to tell me about that?
Dr. Bush was sitting in the Chicago airport, and on the nightly news, we had a story that came up about a mom whose kid, she had access to health care, which like so many of people in our world have, that if they're on welfare, they can able to go out and get the medical care, but she did not have access to dental care. So her child had been complaining about for about 5 or 6 months that his teeth hurt, but she was unable to afford to get him into a local dentist. One day he came home, the school called him, he came home from school saying, "Mom, I'm in serious pain." So she took him into the emergency room. At that point, the affection had grown so much it was entered into his brain. A couple days later, just due to the amount of bacteria and the infection, the child was dead. On this note, Dr. Bush looked at his world and said, "You know what, I have all my friends that are willing to go overseas, but right here in the United States of America, the most richest place that to be, we have kids that are going without dental care." So he came up with this concept to say, "You know what, we need to help these children in the United States." And that's what his goal is to get out there and get these kids that, you know, we once again, we feel like we're in this rich world of United States, but there's kids out there that just don't have the simple tools like a toothbrush to brush their teeth.
I know, it really is sad, and not to take anything away from the outreach of the, with the programs that do go to Honduras, Nicaragua, and those sort of places, but there is such a need right here in our own backyard. I think that's I think it's really neat what you guys are doing, and what I'd like to do is, can you hang with me for a little bit?
Yes, I'd love to.
Okay, because we have to go to a break, and when we come back from the break, I want to learn more, okay?
Great, thank you.
Okay, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kovitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kovitko.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kovitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kovitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset, when your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkovitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kovitko and Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking. That's Justin Bieber with You Smile. He was on Dick Clark's American Bandstand, 40th anniversary of the New Year's Rockin' Eve or something like that last night. And didn't play that song, but he was on most of the evening. And Happy New Year again to those of you that are just getting up, maybe just tuning in. If you just joined us, I'm Dr. Kvitko, and we are talking about my New Year's resolution. And my New Year's resolution is to coordinate with the Columbus Blue Jackets to bring a TeamSmile.org dental charity event to Columbus. So, and what it is an organization that brings a fully functional dental clinic to the city that's hosting, and right at the arena is where it would be held. We did the one in the Pepsi Center in kind of a side room and a little bit out in the hallway. So it was pretty neat. And what we're doing is listening to the progression. So I'm speaking with Kelly Renew, and basically we're following this from when I first got there and the truck arrived, and we're going to kind of listen to this unfold right before our ears. So let's go ahead and listen into more of my interview in Denver. Welcome back to Dentally Speaking. I am in Denver. I'm at the Pepsi Center, and we're actually in the lobby. We're waiting for basically the truck to arrive. The truck I'm referring to is one that's being brought in by Team Smile. It's teamsmile.org, and it is a Kansas City-based charity, five-year-old charity, that puts on events at major sports venues around the country, providing free dental care for children right here in the United States. And if you weren't with us before the break, I'm speaking with Kelly Renew, who is the director. I guess you're the director, right, Kelly?
Yes, that's correct. I'm the program director for the organization.
Program director. Okay. So just a little recap. Team Smile was born out of a death, DeMonte Driver, 12-year-old boy in Maryland back in 2007 that died from tooth decay, basically, right?
That's correct.
And Dr. Bill Bush, a Kansas City dentist, decided he wanted to do something about it, so he's developed this program. And it's growing. It's 5 years old. And you mentioned that you bring in, said, $250,000 worth of dental equipment, and it's in a rental truck on its way here right now, right?
That is correct.
We hope.
I know. It's here. I talked to the driver today.
It's here?
It's here.
Didn't have a flat tire or anything?
No, but it was a wonderful event to get him here.
Okay. All right. So now, that equipment came from somewhere, and I imagine, did you guys raise money to buy the equipment? Were you able to get it donated? How did you get quarter of $1 million worth of dental equipment for this project?
A lot of it is through the years. It's like any other organization. You start small. So we started out with four chairs that Dr. William Bush went out and actually purchased himself personally. One of the other co-founders, his name is Jason Crosby, who comes from Henry Schein, and he helped us get the discount on the chairs. And slowly through grants, through wonderful donations from our partners like Midmark and Colgate and Dexis, where we were able to secure one piece of equipment piece by piece. And sometimes we were lucky. Last year, Midmark donated us three brand new sterilizers for our sterilization area. This year, Dental Works stepped up and helped us get a couple workstations for the dentist. So it's just a slow by slow. You added a piece by piece. It's not something that we were able to purchase overnight. Every single piece that we bring is a situation we can help, 25 to 30 more kids. So that's our goal, is to keep trying to grow this organization.
Okay, and the neat thing about the sports venues is, one, they have the room, because they're usually huge, cavernous buildings, right?
That's correct.
And then they have the excitement that goes along with the professional sports team, whether it be basketball, Major League Baseball, soccer, hockey, and football, NFL. That's right. You started with the Kansas City Chiefs, right? The NFL franchise?
That is correct. We actually asked them. We actually weren't inside out for that, for our first event. They actually let us set up some tents in their parking lot, let us market it as an event that was held out at the Arrowhead Stadium. We paid for the players to show up. We paid for the space. We paid for everything to show them what we are all about. And that one event turned into Team Smile, which now creates programs throughout the United States.
This is really neat. And as you know, I heard about this at a seminar I went to in Las Vegas, and Dr. Bush spoke, and so did the other gentleman, Kevin, what was his name?
Jason Crosby.
Oh, Jason, that's right. And I got excited, and I thought, I want to do an event in Columbus, so I've already reached out to the Columbus Blue Jackets, and we'll wait to hear back. And if I don't hear from them, I guess I'll reach out to the Columbus Crew, the soccer franchise. I'll figure it out. I'm going to get a Team Smile event in Columbus, but one of the things I wanted to do is kind of chronicle an event, and if it's okay with you, I'm going to hang around and I'm going to maybe do some interviews of the people unloading the truck, maybe the truck driver, maybe the people here at the sports venue, and hopefully some of the children, the parents, if there are any parents. I know they're not necessarily required to come, and even some of the players. Because my understanding is the players typically are the ones that kind of step up and do this, such as Craig Colquitt of the Chiefs, right?
That's correct. It's Justin Colquitt.
Justin, I'm sorry. Sorry, Justin, I guess I can edit that, but I probably won't. Anyway, go ahead, tell me.
Justin Colquitt. Actually, that's the funniest story is the first year Dr. Bush went out there and he paid for these people to come, the players to come and do a personal appearance. And Justin Colquitt, his mom was actually, used to be a dental assistant.
So. Well, that's pretty convenient.
Yeah, so it kind of was like, he's already grown up in the world of taking care of your teeth is very, very important. And when he came to the event and he saw these children in such great need, and these kids, you know, their teeth were, some of them, you know, they're so bad, unfortunately, that a filling just doesn't help. Sometimes the only way we can handle these children is to extract some teeth just to make them healthy and give them the, you know, not have to worry about the infection growing. And he saw such a great need. He kind of approached Bill saying, okay, I want to help you. I want to be the spokesperson for the Kansas City Chiefs. And he's been on board with us for 5 years now, and he's getting his brother, who is with the Denver Broncos, to get on board. So hopefully you might see us, hear about us with the Denver Broncos come March or April.
Oh, that's neat. So you have, and how many different events, like how many teams do you have on board right now?
Right now we're sitting about at 10 teams. It's unfortunately in our world, it's not that the need's not out there. The teams aren't willing to host us. Right now it's growing at a slow rate just because of the needed funding, the sponsorships, the need that we need to produce event. An event usually runs about $10,000 to $15,000 for us to produce. But you know, the neat part of the whole situation is that $10,000 to $15,000 will help 250 kids get access to. Each child can have almost up to $1,000 worth of treatments, preventative care, varnish applied, and things like that. So I mean,
varnish being the fluoride.
Fluoride, that's correct.
We're not going to varnish their teeth, right?
No, we're not going to. So it's about, if you know, it's probably about a $200,000 worth of dental care that goes out on one day. Not even counting the $150,000 worth of volunteer hours of the dentists, the dental assistants, and the hygienists that come in for that day, not being paid, but just doing it out of the goodness of their heart.
Right, and I think, well, you and I were talking off the air, and you know, I did an event in town. It's an adult charity called Dentists from the Heart, and it was very, very rewarding. The people were just so appreciative. It was just so great to be a part of, even though I was totally exhausted. And I think that I think we probably did about $98,000-$99,000 worth of dentistry in the day that we did it. And you just can't, I mean, on one hand you can put a value on that, but on the other hand you can't, because you just don't know how many lives you've really touched and how many illnesses you've prevented. I mean, it's more than just the cost of the dental care, right?
No, it isn't. And, you know, it's why, it's like I feel charged after I do an event. I, too, like you, at the end of the event you're so exhausted, but you get that one little girl. We were just at a program in Las Vegas. We did Justin Timberlake's, he does a Shriners event out there in September. And there's this adorable little six-year-old that came up to the co-founder, Dr. Bush, and grabbed him by his leg. And it was like that moment out of The Grinch That Stole Christmas. And she looked at him and she said, you know what? This is the best day ever. And she's saying this with gauze in her mouth. So we know she either had a filling or some sort of extraction. But in her world, going out there, you know, being a part and meeting some golfers. And, I mean, she has no idea who a golfer is. But she knew he was important enough that he sat down there and said, you know, hi to her. And just that feeling at the end of the day, Bill turned around and he's like, I'm so glad you had so fun. She goes, but you haven't seen the best part. And she reached inside her bag and she's like, look at my new toothbrush I got. And it has My Little Ponies on it. And that feeling right there, you can't put value on it. That little girl is going to walk away and her new prized possession is a toothbrush, something that my children completely take for granted because they get a new toothbrush every couple of months.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so if you're listening and you are you're tied in with the Blue Jackets, I've already made some contacts. I know some people there, but we haven't set anything up yet. So if anybody has any strings and you want to help me bring Team Smile to Columbus, give me a call. You can call the station at 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. Or if you'd like to, you're too busy now, getting ready to go to church, you can always call my office at 262-9588. Any help you can be to help us bring Team Smile to Columbus. And essentially what that means is we need to raise about $15,000, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and if we do one in Columbus, will you be there?
I definitely do. I'm the only employee, so I get to be at every single program. Which, you know what, it is such a thrill. I mean, the stories that I get within itself is outstanding.
Sounds great. So the truck is in town, but it's not at the dock yet, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so in a little bit, we're going to maybe go talk to the truck driver, and I want to follow this event from beginning to end, and I'm really excited. I think it's going to be so cool, and I hope to not only bring one to Columbus, but help with others across the nation. Real quick, tell me the other nine teams that you've worked with.
We also do the East-West game. It's down in Florida. It's for the senior players to showcase their skills.
That's high school?
College.
College East-West game, okay.
College East-West game. We do it with the Kansas City Royals, the Kansas City Chiefs, Chicago Bears, New Orleans Saints, the Milwaukee Brewers. We do one collegiate team, Fresno Bulldogs.
Really? Now, that interests me because I'm, as you maybe saw earlier, I'm wearing an OSU jacket. And so you can do it with a college team?
If we get the funding to do it, we could do it with whoever can bring in the funds.
There's no NCAA violation concerns or anything? You know I am from Ohio State. I mean,
Now that one I wouldn't have to know. I had to research that one a little bit more. But yeah, they provide us the space and we bring the children.
Okay, could you really research it?
I could, yes, I could.
Okay, because I think that'd be really cool to have it maybe at Schottenstein Center or Buckeye Stadium or something. Okay, and then I interrupted you. Do you remember where you left off?
We do Justin Timberlake Shriners event. We end up here at the Denver Nuggets. That's our final event for the year.
Okay, and it's still a Nuggets event, or is it an Avalanche event now? I know you have something about the lockout. Can you tell who's sponsoring this one, really?
Well, what they have done is they've actually put it underneath their whole athletic team. So we will have some Avalanche players. We will have some Denver Nuggets players. We'll have, I think, I want to say they'll have the mascot from the Avalanche there, and we'll have some of the dancers from the Nuggets. So it's kind of turned into a team event at this point.
Okay, there's a player on the Avalanche, Hedja, H-E-D-J-A, I think is how you spell his last name. Used to be a Columbus Blue Jackets member, so I hope to maybe run into him. Do you know which players will be coming?
It's still up in the open. With the lockout and such, we're still working on that sort of event.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much. And like I said, we'll be following you this whole event, so I hope I don't become a pain in your behind.
No, you won't. Thank you so much for the time.
Okay. All right. So the truck has arrived. We just looked outside the window, and the truck is here. It's a 26-foot Penske rental truck, one of the big yellow ones, and I think it's been driving for a few days. Not exactly sure, but I think it came from Kansas City, as you know, and made it to Denver. So we're just going to walk over to the truck and then ride around to the dock and start unloading. I might even help. You just never know. Actually, Kelly told me I didn't dress the part. I'm in my shirt and tie like usual, and I guess I should have wore jeans and some old clothes. But I'm sure I'll be fine. All right, making our way over to the truck. Here we are. There he is. Am I going to ride with you? Okay, just climb in. Okay. Although. Oh. Maybe not.
Bob, this is Dr. Kavitha.
How are you, Bob?
He is from Ohio. He's doing a radio station about Team Smile.
Good up.
I told him how I met you and started into the bottom of the phone book.
So, Bob, how long did it take you to get here from Kansas City?
About 10 hours.
10 hours? Okay. Did you drive it straight?
Yeah. Straight in.
Sounds good. Sounds good. And you brought us snacks, I see.
Yes, the doctors have to have something to munch on.
We're not going to tell the kids that, by the way. Okay. Let's see here. So we're going to Dock 8. So, as you can hear, we are in the truck and we're working our way around to the back of the Pepsi Center. One of the things that I wanted to mention, if you were listening, the word Dental Works was mentioned. And that is not the Dental Works that you have heard of in Central Ohio. It is a company called DNTL Works. They actually make dental equipment, this portable dental equipment. I'll be interviewing their head guy later in the show. And so when I saw that, I thought, wait a minute, what are they doing out here in Denver? But anyway, so if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko, and we are listening to my New Year's resolution. I would like, as my New Year's resolution, to bring TeamSmile.org to have one of the charity events for children right here in Columbus. And my goal right now is to coordinate it with the Blue Jackets. I guess if I can't work it out with the Blue Jackets, there are other sports teams in town that I'll approach, but I'm primarily working with the Blue Jackets, or hoping to. And so it's a day of about 300 children receiving dental care, and it involves the sports team and the players. So, all right, well, we do have to go to a break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment, barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies, including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Happy New Year, everybody. It is 2012. This is episode 208 for me. So I've been doing this for a little while now. Coming up, I guess, this will be about 4 years, starting maybe with next week's show. Now, pretty soon, I'm going to give out Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And just so you know that because it is New Year's, the topic of the show is my New Year's resolution. And my New Year's resolution is to bring a TeamSmile.org charity event for children in conjunction with the Blue Jackets to Columbus. So I hope to do that, honestly, within the next few months. But before we give the question of the day, I need you to listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And the question is, what is my New Year's resolution? Is it A, to lose weight? B, to coordinate with the Blue Jackets to bring a TeamSmile.org dental charity event to Columbus? Or C, go to Aruba? This is my New Year's resolution, not my wife's. My New Year's resolution, because it might be a different answer if it was hers, okay? The number, 459-9769, that's 459-WSNY. Call now. All right, so we've driven around back of the Pepsi Center, and trying to figure out which dock to go into. They told us Dock 8, but there is no Dock 8. And there was like one open door. There's a Coors Light truck here. After all, it is Colorado. Coors Light truck waiting to unload. And Kelly just went in and came back, and she asked for mine and the driver. I forgot your name again. What's your name?
Bob.
Okay. Bob's driver's license, my driver's license for security purposes. They want to know the name and information for everybody that's inside the building. So we are just waiting for her to come back out with clearance that we can back this truck up and start unloading all of this dental equipment. All right, so they've given us clearance, and we're backing up to Dock 5, I think it is. Dock 5. By the way, while we were waiting, security came out and wanted to know what we were doing here. But of course, once we told them we were here with Team Smiles, they were fine with it. And so, just gonna get backed in. Looks like Bob's doing a good job. He's an over-the-road trucker. He's got his Class A CDL, commercial driver's license. And we are now in the cavernous Pepsi Center. Just cleared the door. This is an area that most people don't see. It's there's a television truck here and a beer truck over there, and the Eagle has landed.
Yes,
we just tapped the dock and we are good. Let's go and start unloading this thing. Actually, looks like first I have to get a visitor's pass for the security. Maybe I get my driver's license back. Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hi there, how are you? Yep. Thank you very much. Looks like me, doesn't it? Looks a little bit like me. Thank you.
We got a few more out here, sir.
Okay. So now I'm official. My name is Visitor Visitor. Hey, that's your name too. How do we tell each other apart? Anyway, now we're gonna get the truck open and see what. Okay, here we go.
Oh, you got one.
All right.
Where did you get one of these at?
Here we go.
No, we gotta get off.
Yeah, I know.
Make sure nothing's. Just to keep things from shifting, huh? Wow. So there's thing is loaded from front to back, about 2/3 of the way up. It has all these rolling cases. It almost looks like a rock band. Looks like a rock band just arrived. Okay. Getting. These are all comes on wheels. Well, you got a lot of stuff in here. All right.
I loaded in the rain.
Wow.
Well.
All right. So now we're getting on this big industrial strength elevator with these great big crates, rolling crates. Okay. This would maybe turn sideways to make more room.
Yeah, or in the middle here. Okay. Kelly, do we have to go to switch entry?
Oh, the way we came in? Come out the way we came in? Okay. We'll find out when we get there.
It's this side. Oh, it's your side?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm Kurt.
Kurt, hi, I'm Dr. Kavipko. Let me give you a card.
Oh, okay.
You work with Shine?
Yes.
Okay. I have a dental office in Columbus, and when I'm covering the Team Smile event for my radio show, Dentally Speaking.
Oh, cool.
Good to meet you.
Good to meet you, sir.
Where are you from?
Loveland, Colorado. So I'm up.
Loveland?
Correct. Loveland, Colorado.
Okay. Yeah, I've been by there. My son lives in Fort Collins.
Oh, sure.
Is that like halfway between here and Denver?
Oh, about 60 miles north of here.
Oh, so it's real close to him then, because I think the GPS says it's 67 miles to Fort Collins.
20 minutes away.
Okay. All right. So are you the director of the local office?
I'm FSC, the field sales consultant for that area.
So all of the sales reps, like the ones that call on me, answer to you?
Correct.
Okay. So what do you tell them? Go sell more stuff to Dr. Kvitko?
No, I was just kidding. They really don't call on me.
Oh, okay.
I call on the dentist just as the field sales consultants in your area do.
Oh, okay. Okay. I get it. I understand. Hey, look at the we'll check it. Is this one?
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, go ahead. Try it again. Try it again. At first it was the furniture, then it was me. Try it again.
I was trying to tell you, I just didn't want to interrupt.
Oh, okay. There it comes. It's working. It's working.
All right, there you go.
Thank you very much.
Gotta go now.
Almost lost my head. All right. Things started to come. The guy out there pushed the cart in a little bit because it was sticking out too far. But I didn't know it. But when he cleared that, it started to come down.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've lost my head more than once.
There's only a little
blood. Just a little blood.
It's a good thing you're wearing red.
Oh, it looks like we're here. Okay. So, but we're going out the same way we came. Oops, wait a minute. There's an inner gate. Another gate. There we go. Okay. As you can probably tell, I'm out of breath. And the reason is we're trying to get these big rolling carts into the bowels of Pepsi Center. And the doorway wasn't big enough, so we had to tip them, three of them. And then one had to be unloaded. And I was just telling Kelly, I'm pretty sure that the dentists that volunteer have no idea how much work goes into this before they ever arrive on the scene. And granted, we need them, need everybody, all of the volunteers. But boy, this just wouldn't happen without all this hard work the day before. There's box after box after box. And in fact, here comes some more. So I'm going to go do my best to be of some help. We're going to pick up the interview later, and we have a caller on the line who has called in to answer Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, and I forgot to mention that the winner receives free flowers from Feistember Florist. And we have Sherry on the line. Right, Sherry?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. You beat me to it. I'm glad you're up and awake and you're not hungover and all that. It's probably because you knew you wanted to get up and listen to my show, right?
That's exactly right, as I do every Sunday morning.
Oh, that's neat. That's neat to know.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that.
You're all right.
And let me restate the question for those people who are listening or maybe just tuned in. What is my New Year's resolution? Was it A, to lose weight, B, to coordinate with the Blue Jackets to bring a TeamSmile.org dental charity event to Columbus, or C, go to Aruba? What was the answer?
It would be B.
That is correct. Very good.
And after you do that, you can go to Aruba.
That's a plan. I think my wife would like that one.
Yeah.
So we'll call it a BC.
There you go.
Anyway, all right. Hey, Sherry, thank you so much for calling, and we have your information here. So, and I understand we need to wait till Wednesday to get you the flowers.
That's right. Yeah, I've taken a couple days off.
Good for you. Good for you. Happy to do that.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day and a great new year, okay?
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. So now it's time to go to a break, and then after the break, we will listen to some more of my interview from Denver. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional.
touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month Smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
I want to put a smile on your face. I present my heart to you. I want to put a smile on your face. I present my heart.
And I'm hoping to put a smile on about 300 children's faces by bringing TeamSmile.org, the dental charity, to Columbus, hopefully in coordination with the Blue Jackets. I do want to let people know that I am still committed to Dentistry from the Heart, which is the charitable event that I did June 17th last year. This year, we're targeting June 15th. The thing is that event primarily does adults. In fact, they only do adults. We happen to do children because I was able to get the OSU Dental Mobile Coach to come. So we are still doing that. I just got to thinking that since TeamSmile.org only does children, ages 4 through 15, that I'd like to do both. So I'm probably going to be needing some volunteers, and I'll, you know, if we can get hooked up with the Blue Jackets, we'll let people know. But let's go ahead and listen in to more of my interview from Denver.
What?
I said, it looks like I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
This right here is another probably day of planning where we actually sit down with the Pepsi Center. They give us a schematic of the room because it pulls so much energy from our workstation. We have to make sure that all the electrical situation is set. So from their schematics, we prepare a CAD drawing, which then gives us the layout of the room.
Okay. And when did you start that process? Is it the minute you got it booked or what?
The minute I got it booked. So it probably takes us about a month turnaround. By the time it goes to, we request from the Pepsi Center, we get the CAD drawings, we work with electrical engineers of the Pepsi Center to make sure that we're not blowing out sockets and everything, and then they get it back to us, we make adjustments, and then we come back with the final drawings.
Wow, okay. So there's nothing really left to chance. You know it's going to work when you get here unless the doors are too short, right?
Exactly, but they weren't too short last year. I know they weren't short.
Did the CAD drawings have the door heights?
No, they don't.
You guys need to put, the wheels on those carts need to be air-filled so you can let some air out if that happens again.
There we go. That would be great.
So there's a box that says chair side, there's numbered, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 through 14, right? There's 14 of them, I think. And each one is a dental chair setup. And they're about the size of the old-style trunks that you might have thought of people traveling to on a safari to Africa or something. Okay, so let's see. Now that some of the heavier lifting has been done and these big trunks have been rolled in and they're starting to put them in position, they're all labeled, 1 through 14, I believe. And there are all kinds of people here helping, I believe. Are all you people here from Shine, Henry Shine?
Julie and I are here from Kids in Need of Dentistry.
Oh, what is that?
Kids in Need of Dentistry is a nonprofit organization. It's the oldest nonprofit dental organization in Colorado.
Really?
Yeah. We have 3 dental clinics, a mobile clinic, and a school-based sealant program.
Well, that's really neat. That's really neat. So you're helping put this together then?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And I understand they need some more kids, so you're going to try to round up some more kids that need dental care.
We are. We're going to try and round some up from the school-based sealant program. We see the second graders, and we see a lot of kids that have a need. So if there's a place they can come and get some free dental, we can hopefully refer them over.
Yeah, I think I forgot to get your name. Did I ask?
My name is Genevieve Valdez.
Hi, Genevieve. Thanks for talking with me. This is really nice of you to come and help.
Thank
and I'm looking forward to covering the event. We're going to be here tomorrow as well. Okay. So we're going to talk to some of the volunteers.
Okay, thank you.
So, let's see. Okay, that's Bob. Bob is the truck driver and also understands how to put all this stuff together. Right, Bob?
Yeah, right. Job security.
That's right.
It's kind of like the guys that drive the moving van truck. They also have to load and unload, right?
That's right. They have to do it all.
Yeah, they can't just sit at the rest area and wait.
No, no, that's right.
Okay. This is coming along. You have 12 dental chairs and 4 hygiene. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the difference between the two is the hygiene, they don't have the high-speed drill?
Right. They don't have the drills, and they don't do any of that kind of stuff.
Do they have suction?
Yeah, they have suction.
Okay. So the only difference is the drill?
Pretty much.
Okay. So they could easily be converted to a dental setup if need be someday, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at all these little containers, and it's like, how do they know how much of everything is going to be needed? But she must have it down to a science. It kind of looks like it.
Yeah, well, and they've got everything that you see here, they've got more.
Boxes.
So
more cotton rolls, more gauze.
You bring it over and refill it.
Okay. I can't wait to see this all set up and see it in action tomorrow. It looks like it's going to be, yeah. All right, and now I'm with...
Julie Collette. I am the executive director of Kids in Need of Dentistry.
Okay, so your cohort over there, I just interviewed her.
Genevieve.
What caused you to start that?
To be at Kids in Need of Dentistry? Well, I didn't start it, but in 2012, we'll be celebrating our 100th year anniversary.
100 years? Well, you don't even look that old.
I know. I age pretty well, don't I? It was a group of dentists in Denver that realized the need for railroader and miners' children. And so they started a nonprofit called Kids in Need of Dentistry. So we're the oldest dental charity in the United States, celebrating 100 years next year.
Wow, that's really special. That's really special. So how did you guys get hooked up with Team Smile?
Well, one of the things that we're offering is if the children that come tomorrow don't get all of their care completed, then they are able to come into our clinics, because we have 2 clinics here in Denver, one in Colorado Springs, and then we have a mobile bus that travels throughout the metro area as well as the rural areas. So we're going to do follow-up care.
Oh, that's neat. What about funding? Where do you get your funding from?
We get it from health foundations here. We get it from other foundations. Our services are not free. We accept Medicaid and CHP, and then for uninsured, they're charged 20%. And so it's just a various ways of funding.
Okay. No, that sounds really neat. And so this is the second year here at the Pepsi Center?
Mm-hmm.
And were you here last year?
I was.
Okay. So is the thing going to be bigger and better?
We're hoping.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, hey, Bob, you're from DentalWorks, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And DentalWorks, tell me about DentalWorks, because my show is on in Columbus, and we actually have a dental office named DentalWorks, spelled differently.
Basically, the initials DNTL, Works Equipment Corporation.
Equipment Corporation.
Right. We manufacture portable dental equipment.
So you guys made all this?
Yes, we did. The delivery units, the chairs, the stools, the lights. Everything but the cabinets here.
Okay, now the delivery unit for my listeners is the suction.
What contains the hand pieces that they use to do their procedures, you know, an air water syringe and a suction, high and low suction device.
Okay, and there's a suction pump in there, there's an air compressor in there.
There's a compressor in there. It's an electric hand piece, so that's how we can keep it lightweight.
Oh, so you don't have to have...
We don't have a big, gigantic compressor, so the hand pieces are electric.
Okay, and the hand piece, for the people listening, is what we call the dental drill.
Exactly. What, you know.
And then the water supply, there's a bottle of distilled water here for spraying into people's mouths.
Right, for rinsing, cleaning, and, you know.
And also, if you're drilling a filling or doing a tooth, there's always water spray, and that's where that water comes from?
Right, exactly.
So even though it's electric handpiece, it still uses water?
It still has water capabilities. Water comes through the handpiece not only to keep the tooth and the area cool, but also the burr itself that they're, you know, drilling with.
Okay. And where are you guys located or based?
Centennial, Colorado.
Oh, right here in Colorado?
Yeah.
Okay. And so are these the kind of units that if somebody wanted to go to Nicaragua or Honduras?
We do a lot of, we supply equipment to a lot of groups that do a lot of missionary type work, you know.
Okay.
You name the country and we've probably had units in it.
You know,
Afghanistan, Kuwait, Iraq, Saudi Arabia.
Wow. Now, what about... Like in the U.S., are there dentists that just like go to nursing homes or do house calls and use these, or what?
We have different types of units. This is basically a smaller version of our units that basically groups, organizations use for projects such as they're doing here. But we also have larger units that dentists use. They can put them in a facility and not have to do any leasehold improvements because they're totally self-contained. They can take them with them. And we also have units that they can take into nursing homes, homebound, oral surgery centers and hospitals and prisons and so on and so forth like that.
Okay, yeah, I hadn't thought about the leasehold improvements, meaning all the plumbing and everything, because when I did my office, it was tens of thousands, maybe $100,000 to put all that.
Do any of that.
Wow. And this will stand the test of time, meaning it'll weather well and.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean they've had these units for some time. Like this one is 2000, so that's
11 years.
11 years old, and it's still going strong. You know.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing them all in action.
Well, it's amazing what they do here, and the kids they see, and how they, you know, cycle them through here and their procedures. It's pretty cool.
Now, I noticed these portable chairs. They look a lot like a dental chair. You have some kind of a gas-filled stride or something, so when the chair reclines, it goes slowly? It doesn't just, it's not just like a lawn chair?
The larger chairs have a cylinder similar to a gas strut, like you see on a car, hatchback, or something like that. Which reclines the seat and then locks into a certain position. The lighter weight chairs are manually done and recline manually.
So you have to have the patient kind of sit up and then you put the chair back and then you say lean back?
If the dentist or assistant can hold them, then he can hold them and then release the lever and let it recline, yes.
Okay, very neat. I had not heard of your company, so now I have, and some other dentists probably will too.
Oh yeah, very good.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, so right after I said goodbye to Bob, we started talking a little bit, asked me where I was from. I said I was from Columbus, and he asked me if I was familiar with Case Western Reserve University, which I am, because I went to undergrad there. So tell me what made you ask me that.
Well, I was just because I'm curious about Ohio, because Case Western Reserve in Cleveland, Cleveland, I drew a blank there for a minute, has been a customer of ours for a good number of years, and they have probably 100 plus of these portable setups that we have here, the delivery units, which is the unit that they use for the actual procedures, and then the chairs and stools and lights, which they give to the students and they take the students out to different schools and settings to for a learning experience, and they actually use the units, and they've been a customer for a long time.
Huh. So I had to come to Denver to meet somebody who's worked in Ohio, right?
Yeah.
So they just...
I usually go out to Cleveland every year and go through all their units and make sure they're up and running and good for the next year. So.
Good. So they go into the poor neighborhoods, kind of an outreach program?
Yeah, outreach program in schools. Basically, a majority of schools, they go into the poor schools, you know.
Well, it's neat that you're able to put together a product that allows for that, you know?
Yeah, oh, definitely. I mean, we've been, DNTL Works has been around for, going on 26 years. So we've been around a long time.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kawiko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Remember the beautiful smile you had before you had dentures? Do your denture teeth not even look like your natural teeth did? Do you not even recognize yourself when you look in the mirror? Call us at 262-9588 and let us help you turn back the clock.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso's chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me here today. We are running out of time, so I'm not going to be able to play all of the interviews that I had planned for today. So I'm going to encourage you to tune in next week and the week after. We'll be doing the rest of these interviews, the rest of this part of the show over the next several weeks. Now, it is New Year's Day. Happy New Year to everybody. And my New Year's resolution is to bring a TeamSmile.org charity event for children to Columbus, hopefully in conjunction with the Blue Jackets. And so we want to put a smile on as many children's faces as we can, and any help you can be to make that happen would be wonderful. My office number is 262-9588, and my email address at the office is drkvitko@aol.com. That's drkvitko.com. Thank you so much for listening. Go out and have a wonderful day and a wonderful 2012. Goodbye.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.